Hal Heiner has been on the campaign trail since March of last year, 62 weeks crisscrossing Kentucky to try and become the next governor. He bills himself as a Frankfort outsider who will change the status quo in the state capital.
We have a culture problem in Frankfort. It's one, whether it's the revenue cabinet, children and family services, pensions, or the legislature. It's hide, don't show, keep it closed. That needs to completely open up. We need to let the light of day in, because that's the way corruption keeps from expanding.
An engineer and businessman, Heiner is the chairman of Capstone Realty, a company that develops commercial real estate. Heiner touts his role in creating Commerce Crossings, an industrial park in Louisville that houses 30 companies, including Yum Brands and J.P. Morgan. He says that this experience will translate to the governor's office.
Last 30 years of my life, I've spent attracting businesses. I know what it takes to grow good jobs in Kentucky. That's why I'm running. Not to take more money from Kentuckians to try to shore up this part or that part of Kentucky, but to build real revenue, real jobs.
During his marathon campaign, Heiner has led the field in several ways. He was the first to announce his candidacy, and he was the first to air television ads. He has also spent and raised the most money, though most of it was his own. As a reward for all of his firsts, Heiner led the pack of Republican candidates for governor during much of the spring. A Bluegrass poll in March showed him ahead by 8 percentage points. But rounding the final turn of the race before the primary on Tuesday, Heiner's lead has disappeared. He's battling to finish ahead of his two main opponents, and he's found himself on the defensive. Last month, a story in the Lexington Herald Leader revealed that members of Heiner's campaign had been in contact with a blogger who alleged Heiner opponent James Comer abused his college girlfriend. Heiner publicly apologized to Comer, but denied knowing that his campaign had been in touch with the blogger.
And we're going to have no comments from our campaign about those allegations. We're going to remain focused, as we have for 62 weeks and for this remaining week, on what's possible in Kentucky.
Soon after, the Courier-Journal published a letter from Comer's college girlfriend in which she accused him of physically and emotionally abusing her while they dated. Comer vehemently denied the accusations and accused Heiner and his campaign of pushing the story. Heiner says he wasn't involved.
We've had no involvement whatsoever in the fact that this young lady felt the need to come forward. We've had zero involvement. Never met her, never talked with her, and to my knowledge, no one in our organization has as well.
Heiner supports making Kentucky a right-to-work state. He says that many businesses pass over the Commonwealth for neighboring states that have right-to-work laws on the books. He also advocates for increasing the availability of technical training to make high school graduates more employable.
My focus is going to be expanding our K-12 system to a K-14 system, because a 12th grade education isn't adequate any longer. Right.
Despite characterizing himself as a Frankfort outsider, Heiner is not without political experience. He was a Louisville Metro Councilman from 2003 to 2010 and lost a race to be Louisville mayor in 2010 by fewer than 7,000 votes. Heiner is a graduate of the University of Louisville and is married to Sheila. They have 3 children. In Frankfort, I'm Rylan Barton.